Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the Grilling Guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Okay, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. Each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've had a lot of fun this morning. We're in the beautiful downtown studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm looking out the window. It's a beautiful blue sky day. I'm going to get out of this Spartan studio and head out. We're going to watch those Lowell Red Arrows put a whooping on the team from Fenton. And we're going to try to get these guys, root them on, to get down to the big show at Ford Field in a couple weeks. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and just want to take a minute again to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts to all the veterans out there who've served their country. It's only one day a year that we take to do that, and it's not a long enough day because there's so many of them that we know that, you know, there's not enough you can say, and especially those that aren't with us anymore. You know, there's a whole bunch of them that could be veterans if they'd have made it.
Right.
And, It's just a time to say thank you to all those people and to remember the sacrifices those people give. I was telling you, on my way back from Kansas City, I sat next to a 28-year Army officer. Okay, he was complaining about some of the ways that the VA was treating him and, you know, some of the different things he had to go through for disabilities and this and that. And, you know, he's still working for the government. He's actually got a very high position as a civilian, but then I'm talking to, on my last leg from Chicago to here, I've got a kid that just retired from the Air Force. He went in 21 years ago, and he retired, and he gets 50% of his pay. A congressman or a senator serves one term, and he gets 100% of his pay. This guy gave 21 years, and he gets 50% of a very small check.
Right.
That's not right.
It is an injustice. I don't think it's anything we can solve today, but at the end of the day, you're absolutely correct. These guys that gave their heart and soul, put it on the line every day. Hats off to you. You know, we'll fire up our grill and think of you for the rest of the weekend. It's been a it was a great Veterans Day yesterday, culminating with the game out in San Diego. Unfortunately, our Spartans lost, but hey, you know what? It brought great attention to the right reasons. It was nothing about the game and everything about Veterans Day.
Yeah, because that's the ship that they dumped the scandalous pig, Osama. I don't even want to say his name.
Right, exactly.
Jerk.
But anyway, yeah, we got to give a shout out, too, to those that are still out there serving.
You bet. You bet. If you're listening online or you're within earshot of us, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate everything you do for us, and ladies. And we're very, very much indebted to you.
Yes.
Bob and I are
grill some pig this weekend in honor of that little body dumping, okay?
Yeah. All right. Hey, Bob and I are going to be down at the Big House on the 29th of November. We've got a tailgate that we're going to be doing down there with some friends. Our friends at Hungry Howie's are going to be sponsoring that event, and we're going to go down there and do a live broadcast where the Wolverines are going to put a whooping on the Buckeyes. So we're really looking forward to that. Right now, though, we'd like to do a little segment of Man Law, if we could. Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop in Saranac. Bob and I did a remote from over there. I tell you what, if you've not been to beautiful downtown Saranac, it's about three blocks long.
It's Mayberry.
That's right. But there's a guy over there, Vicky's Pasty Shop and Barbecue, that is throwing down some stuff on the good one, as
Tony
well as
and Tony.
That's right, as well as the pasties. So you got to get over there. But let's listen to a little Man Law.
No man shall spend more than 2 minutes in front of a mirror. If more time is required, a 3-minute waiting period must be allowed before returning to the mirror. With this exception, and I wrote this in, the exception is for hunters if you're putting on your camouflage.
Well, that's right, because everybody knows if you're putting on your makeup, you got to do it in front of a mirror just to make sure it's right. Crap Chaz is having a ladies' event at the brewery. He's going to have both mirrors shined up when you get in there, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, I got to go back and clean the mirrors now. Yeah.
You're going to have to clean the men's room, too, because the ladies will be going in there.
There will be overflow, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that again briefly. If you just tuned in, Chaz is having a little ladies-only event tonight at the Schmoes Brewery. So give us a little bit quick rundown on
that. We call it the Ladies Ale Society. And what it is an opportunity for the ladies to get out there with their girlfriends and learn a little more about beer. Try a bunch of different beers. I'm going to pour at least 12, maybe 14 different beers for them. And we're going to give them a sample and a taste and tell them why beers taste the way they do. And, you know, why some are bitter, why some are malty, why some taste like coffee. And hopefully they're going to take away from that a new appreciation and, you know, finding that Michigan beer lover in them.
Are you going to have any video cameras rolling? Because this could be like Bachelor.
Yeah. No. No evidence.
That's right, lady. There is no evidence. $15, right, Chaz?
$15. Guys, get your wife a ticket. Send her out with her girlfriends. Buy yourself a little grace before you go to deer camp and come home, and dump all that laundry on her.
Hey, thanks for joining us. To end the show, I picked a little song by Tim McGraw. It's called If You're Reading This. And it's basically about a soldier who wrote a letter, and he didn't make it back. So thanks for joining us out there, and enjoy your Veterans Weekend.
Coming up next week, we're going to do everything turkey. We're going to fry them. We're going to deep fry them. We're going to smoke them. We're going to bake them in the oven. We're going to do it all, do some grilled turkey legs. We're the Grilling Guys. Have a great weekend. Get out in your backyard. Make it happen. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Be safe at deer camp.
That's right. Be safe at deer camp. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And know my soul is where my mama always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me. Stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. Tell Dad I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out on. My mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, there's gonna come a day. You move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.